cupid one thing. Spend no more of our next days now. Na SNB group savings account. Saving na zero monthly defeat. Bank no charge up for quarter ni fee. Competitive saving rates. Trading best for you bukumo yes. Flexible access yandalama. From a ATM mama bangalana. E-wallet yolo wangalana. Asset deposit or drone dalama. App, you can add to remove a member. How many members is your chidimba? When I need your my physical meeting. App, you chat about some members. Banking just got better. Banking just got better. Saving as a group, Papa just got better. Saving in a shop, I'm just got better. The SMB group savings account. SMB group savings account. SMB group savings account.
SNB's Group Savings Account is a secure way to save and a sure way to grow your money.
Some days test your limits. The sweat, the push, it all takes its toll. But you're not a quitter. You rise. Fit Sports Drink gives you the edge. Packed with electrolytes for hydration and antioxidants to fight fatigue. Fit by Vatra. Fit for life.
The news on Kumbon Radio is brought to you by Fit Sports Drink. Fit by Vatra. Fit for life.
Kumbon with Kumbon Radio News. Kumbon at 6:30 hours.
12:45.
And at 8:50, Kumbon Radio 94.9. It's Kumbon. Hakuna Kulala.
The headlines on Kumbon Radio. Lusaka City Council records nearly 10,000 formalized marriages in 2025. Police record breakthroughs in murder, robbery, and vehicle theft cases in Lusaka. In African news, a dozen killed in Morocco flash floods. With the news in detail, my name is Blessed Chwawa. The Lusaka City Council LCC has recorded a total of 9,800 formalized marriages from January 1st, 2025 to date, reflecting increased public uptake of marriage registration services in the city. LCC Public Relations Manager Chola Mwamba says this milestone demonstrates the local authority's commitment to providing accessible and efficient civil registration services to residents. Ms. Mwamba adds that the council is engaging churches and other key stakeholders to help educate couples on the significance of registering their marriages with the local authority.
The Lusaka City Council is working diligently to bridge the information gap by educating the public on the importance of formalizing marriages and advantages of this opportunity to secure their rights and benefits. In accordance with the Marriages Act, Cap 50 of the Laws of Zambia, the Lusaka City Council remains committed to supporting the community by providing clear and accessible information on marriage registration process.
Meanwhile, residents of Kabwata Township in Lusaka have raised concern over what they describe as a declining interest in marriage among young people in the area. Speaking to Kumbon Radio News in an interview, a resident identified only as Daniel laments that many young men and women are prioritizing socializing and alcohol consumption over committing to marriage. Another resident, Sundown, has echoed similar sentiments, observing that changing expectations are also straining relationships. He says that some women are becoming increasingly demanding, often expecting a standard of living that many young men cannot afford, a situation he believes is discouraging marriage.
Mbeza, pa mangalache na mawana, che, hapo, zwa kwa tila, pa na watu, zika, che, ah, singa kambite wansi
wansi si bati mangano wa wakazi sika ime wamele wafana wakula manja wakano nama December ntiri mwani wakano nama muna wakuna suaka na kukwati wakuna mawiki wakuna wivamua wakamu mensu ati wakukai pigati lukumbwa wakazi kai lukumbwa ndiri wakazi kukwati waka akumbwewa niba wafana nga nyama akumbwile wa munga wafita wafana niba wajewelehona kapani kamoto kabwanji wa kumbwila so pega ti ni mbuga ni mwa hapa ni para uka ewe sasa ti ni para uka pa ndrama zeni se mendira yuri ni nifis
Lusaka Province Police Commanding Officer Lemekani Chilwa says police have recorded major successes in tackling a violent crime following intensified operations across the province. Mr. Chilwa was speaking during a media briefing held at Lusaka Division Headquarters, where he outlined recent recoveries and arrests linked to aggravated robberies, murders, and motor vehicle thefts. He says police constituted a special task force after a spike in violent crimes, including the killing of three Chinese nationals in separate incidents last month, which posed a serious threat to public safety and community confidence. According to Mr. Chirwa, the first incident involved the murder of Mr. Yu Bin, a 56-year-old Chinese national, who was shot dead on November 24, 2025, at his residence along Milima Road in Woodlands. He says police investigations led to the apprehension of two suspects during a recovery operation.
We are murdered by the police. Following these incidents, we constituted a special task force comprising detectives and officers in various sections, and we achieved the following results. First, regarding the murder of Mr. Yu Bin by suspects on a motorbike, police conducted a recovery operation during which two suspects were apprehended. The suspects were fatally wounded after attempting to escape and violently charged at officers while leading them to other accomplices.
Zambia is facing a maternal health crisis, with an estimated 195 maternal deaths per 100,000 live births, a statistic that underscores the preventable nature of these fatalities. Speaking in an interview with Kombon Radio News, Levi Mkandawire, Programs Manager for AMREF Health Africa in Zambia, emphasizes that such losses are unacceptable and calls for collaborative efforts to address the challenges facing women during pregnancy and childbirth. According to Mr. Mkandawire, teenage pregnancy is another pressing concern, with rates currently at 28% among young girls. He highlights that addressing these issues requires a coordinated approach between the media, civil society organizations, and government bodies to amplify advocacy messages on sexual and reproductive health.
As you may be aware, Zambia is one of the countries with child mortality rate, about 195 out of every 100,000 live births. The maternal mortality rate in Zambia is also still. What simply that means is that we lose about 195 women while giving birth or giving life.
Communities across Zambia are set to take the lead in shaping their own climate and development solutions under the newly launched Lift Zambia program, which aims to positively impact 750,000 lives by 2029. The five-year initiative is being implemented by Norwegian Church Aid, NCA, and Danish Church Aid, DCA, through their joint country program with support from NORAD and DANIDA. Unlike conventional development projects, Lift Zambia is designed to be locally driven, placing communities at the heart of decision-making and action. Speaking during a high-level dialogue on environmental rights in Lusaka, Senior Programs Officer for Client.